Hey guys, it's Callie and Annika. Welcome back. Today we'll be discussing the romance of Romeo and Juliet on Old School Murders. Now let's get into it.
Back in 1594, in Verona, Italy, there were these two families, the Capulets and the Montagues. They had this massive feud, which no one knows how it started. However, it has been occurring for generations.
The head of each of these families had only one offspring each. The Capulets had a daughter, Juliet, and the Montagues had a son, Romeo.
Now, we all know the story of these two star-crossed lovers who committed suicide due to the extremity of their love. But do we really know who was responsible for their deaths?
Was it Friar Lawrence pushing the two together with his schemes to end the family feud?
Or was it Juliet with her childish ability to fall for Romeo?
Was it her parents trying to force her into a marriage she truly didn't want part in?
Or could it even have been the charming, passionate lover himself, Romeo?
Personally, I think Friar Lawrence is responsible. He was the adult in this situation and should have known better than to give into Romeo and Juliet's childish puppy love shenanigans. He came up with the whole fake your death thing, which by the way is not an actual solution to things, and if it weren't for his very badly plotted schemes, they'd both be alive and living happily or unhappily. They were just kids.
Or Romeo, who was more concerned with playing Twister in the bedroom than thinking logically of what the consequences of his actions might be. He kept sneaking into the Capulet house, murdered Tybalt, then kept acting like everything would be all right. He kept adding onto this tragedy, making it worse and worse. He fell in love with a Capulet, married said Capulet, murdered her cousin, got kicked out of Verona, Juliet then faked her death. Not his fault. Then he killed Paris for no reason, killed himself, but after every event, he just kept thinking it was fine.
I agree with all of that, but without the Friar Lawrence encouraging him, it would not have happened. The father married them for a personal gain, and that was to stop the family's feud. Then, after things went sideways, upside down, then backwards, he came up with a plan that Juliet should kill herself, and then Romeo would save her. And then after that went sideways, he was like, Juliet, go be a nun. The whole thing wasn't really well thought through.
That is fair, but how about we read some quotes from people to really decide who did it? We interviewed Romeo and the friar and how they believe the whole thing played out, and we asked them if they could do something different. Would they do it?
We interviewed the friar first, and this is what he said.
What do you think was the biggest issue in their relationship, and how do you fit into it?
Romeo and Juliet had multiple things intervening with the relationship, and every time they needed something, they would come to me for help. When they wanted to get married, they came to me. When Romeo was banned from the city, they came to me. When Juliet and Paris were going to get married, Juliet came to me for help. Why do you think they came to you for help? They saw me as the adult supervision, and as you would put it in modern terms. For that, I do not know why.
And because of what happened, do you think you were responsible for their deaths?
When Romeo killed himself because of his servant's mistake, Juliet killed herself. And when they threatened to do it before, I explained what would go wrong if they did. I do not know why caution was thrown to the wind when these things went south. If I was going to do things differently, I wouldn't have married them and made so many complicated plans.
We also got to interview Romeo before everything went down. We did not tell him of his fate, of course, but this is what we got.
Are you excited to be a newlywed? How is your wife?
My wife is amazing, or at least I hope she's doing well, as things have not been going well here. I hope she isn't too sad about what happened.
What happened?
Juliet's cousin Tybalt challenged me to a duel for going to their party. Then I backed down because I can't fight my family. Then Mercutio, rest in peace, fought for me instead. Tybalt murdered Mercutio. Then in a rage, I murdered Tybalt and was banned from the city by the prince.
I'm so sorry to hear about that, Romeo. Is there any way you're ever going to see Juliet again?
I am going to sneak up to her room tonight to consummate our marriage, but I cannot keep sneaking to her, so I am asking the friar to help us find a solution so we can leave and live a peaceful life.
Well, I hope that goes well.
And that's all we got from them before we had to go.
So we will all see you in 2 weeks to talk about Caesar's murder.